Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today.
So, Traitors, yeah, very good. Murderously enjoyable. Triumph. This is very good reviews now for... I've got a date. I haven't watched it yet, right? I'm going to watch it later on tonight. I've got a date with my wife. We're going to watch it early because it's a bit late now, 9:30 for me. You know, I have to be up at 4:30 in the morning. Anyway, it seems to have gone down very, very well with everybody, which is great news altogether. So I'm dying to find out about it. I never watched any of the other ones before, so I really want to get stuck into this one. We'd love to know what you think of it as well. And Sean is going to be talking about it earlier on. Bertie is on the line there. Bertie, very much a man in the news these days. Bertie, you watched it.
Well, Ian, I did.
The Traitors,
somebody,
yeah.
Well, somebody said to me yesterday, will you be watching The Traitors tonight? So I tuned in, yeah.
Very good. And what did you think?
Well, it was more like watching the Safina Fall Ardeshi, and to be honest with you, you wouldn't know where you are or where you stand or who's coming or going or what you're going to hear.
Who's saying what
and then who's going to shaft you. So there's about 22 of them in there, and they're in St. Slain Castle, and three of them are traitors, and they're wearing these hoods. They're like druids, and they pull back the hood to reveal themselves.
Right.
Well, maybe it was just me, but I thought the last fella when he pulled back the hood was going to be Micheál Martin. But anyway, that was only a little joke, Darian. But they're around the big table. It was very. I don't know. The whole thing was a bit scary, weird for me, because it was the table might as well have been the cabinet table.
Right. Yeah.
People staring at each other, eyeballing each other, and if only we had television cameras in there, we could have done close-ups in 2007 or 2008 or whatever.
You could have invented traitors.
Exactly. You wouldn't know who's telling the truth and who's lying, and the people who were lying are the people who were probably telling you they're telling the truth, and they're telling you, and you wouldn't know who's telling the truth. That's the part I liked the most, Ian. That was the great crack. That was great.
Well, it looks well, Bertie. Thank you very much for that.
It was good.
Yeah, good. And it looks like a hit for RTE. So it's on again this evening. Miriam O'Callaghan was watching last night as well. Miriam, welcome back from your Joe Hollier's. You loved Siobhan McSweeney, Miriam.
Ian, I thought it was brilliant, and I thought she was brilliant.
Yeah.
And I loved her outfits. Wait, you see, it's real Tudor vibes.
Tudor vibes, the first
sort of vibes to Siobhan's outfit. But considering the type of programme, I thought Claire Byrne would have been amazing in that role. Because you genuinely, you know, you never know where you stand with Claire. You know, you just never know. All these years.
Oh, dear.
Okay, anyway, I got the school run this morning.
Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today.